This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red May wheat is 608 and three quarters, down 11 and a quarter. Soft May wheat is 558 and three quarters, down 13. March corn, 429 and three quarters, down 2 1/4. December, 449, down 1 3/4. March soybeans, 1273 1/2, down 12. November, $11.01, down 4. March soybean meal, 423.80, down 4.80. March soybean oil, 37.35, down 5 cents. February live cattle, 142.02 1/2, down 52 1/2. January feeder cattle, 171.62 1/2, up 20. And February lean hogs, 86.05, up 77 1/2. Want to avoid the long registration lines at our 25th annual all-day Ag Outlook meeting? Call 217-333-7300 and order your tickets now for the March 4th event at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. They're $30, and along with a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch, you'll hear from Sue Martin and all our analysts on corn and soybean futures and cash grain marketing. And we'll also get the lowdown on land values for 2014 and look at the commodity title of the new Farm Bill. And you'll get a 25th anniversary commemorative hat marking the occasion. Call with your major credit card, 217-333-7300, and guarantee your spots. We'll mail your tickets to you. And tonight we also have an Ag Outlook panel, this one at the Elks Club in Pontiac. You're invited if you're in the area. The panel starts at 6:45 this evening. Panelists include Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Jason Clapp from Risk Management Commodities of Lafayette, and this lady, Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie. Well, it's been a rather choppy kind of a week thus far.
Well, it certainly has. It's the only thing that's really broken out today is the wheat. You know, wheat has really taken a major hit on the on the cancellation on those registrations and some of the Canadian moves. And so it looks to me like people are getting onto the bearish bandwagon, basically, over on that side, at least for today.
And corn and soybeans? The story there seems to be continued range-bound affair.
Yep, boring is what it is. It's when you look at the March, I believe overhead resistance is very strong at 435 to 440. Down to the 410 level, of course, the support that we put in right before the report came out. And these, same type of thing. You know, we're just trading between that 440 and that 450 level, and can't seem to go any place, but not surprising, Dave. You know, the market is going to be waiting for the USDA report that comes out now the beginning of February, and also beyond that, the numbers that will be released at the Ag Forum on the 20th of February, and so it's probably going to continue to chop just because it can.
Do you expect that February WASDE report will really move the needle that much in either direction?
Well, The only place I think the needle could possibly move is that, and that would be in beans, you know, and a lot of people are expecting that the USDA is actually going to up the exports and lower the carryout. I think that that is a correct assumption, that that's probably what should happen, but whether or not we'll actually see that carryout go below 150 million this early in the year is a big question. So I think that some people could be disappointed. They might find some other adjustments made somewhere along the line. But, no, I don't think so. I think that it's going to be tentative, and I think the trade is going to be very very interested in waiting to see what USDA has for the November numbers that they're going to announce in February.
And you are headed, I believe, to the Ag Forum in Virginia in February, are you not?
I am. I went last year. I found it to be an extremely interesting experience and one that was very worthwhile. And so I'm going to go back again this year. It's a great opportunity to be able to actually see what it's like out there and talk to the people who are doing the things that they're doing. Sometimes they're very, very in tune with what's going on in the real world, and sometimes they're not.
For us in the watching commodities, what we'll be seeing is the numbers out of the Office of the Ag Economist, and that would be Joseph Glauber. What are your anticipations?
Oh, I anticipate the number is going to be very big, Dave, primarily because, you know, they were determined last November. I think that you have to believe trend line yield somewhere around 160, and they're probably going to estimate that we're going to plant more than 93 million acres of corn, so that would increase our carryout. I think most of the trade should know that, though. You know, so what the reaction really is it's going to take probably some big deviation on either side to really get a huge reaction on that day, because it used to be something that we all were concerned about. I mean, and I'm not saying I'm not concerned about it, but I do think that we have better information now in terms of being prepared for some of it and talking about what people are anticipating it's going to be ahead of time.
And then we have planting intentions at the end of March, and I wonder if that report's even going to matter.
I wonder, too, to be absolutely honest with you. You know, and so much will have come forward by then. We'll know more about how bad the drought is out in the West. One of our clients sent us a picture from their feedlots yesterday. They're just cracked everywhere in the ground. And so, you know, it's a circumstance where the guys we talked to in Kansas, everywhere from Nebraska west, are just extremely dry. And the reality is, Dave, we're still dry here. You know, we haven't totally caught up from where we were. So, you know, the tone will be set by what the weather pattern looks like as we go into the spring planting.
And I also wonder, you bring up the dryness. I saw some bulletins out of Nebraska talking about erosion because we were getting some pretty significant winds there, too, and that's also having an impact on hard red winter wheat. But I don't think the trade's caught up with that yet.
No, I don't think so. In fact, you know, that's one of the things that you kill wheat at least 2-3 times a year. There's no two ways about it. The biggest time, of course, is March, and that's your greatest danger, and that's when you talk about having perhaps a snow and then a thaw and then a freeze again. And that really, you know, that is called winter kill, and that will take care of it. But my guys that I talked to out in Kansas, there's no end to how much they're worried about what's going on with this crop, because it's gone through hell. It was planted in very dry, you know, very dry conditions. And so it's questionable as to how well it's going to do. But the trade knows full and well that I guess the attitude is wheat could grow on concrete, and I almost think it can sometimes.
So I suppose if you're looking to do some marketings, I don't know that you'd want to do any today. What is your time window to wait and see?
You're talking about wheat?
I'm talking about corn and beans.
Corn and beans, okay. Well, I think that when you your time window here in terms of corn and beans, of course, is you have to continue to watch basis. Basis is still positive. Decatur's over on both corn and beans. Across the United States, we're seeing over on corn and beans, and it's just because of weather and lack of selling. I think that you have a window here that gives you the ability to be able to do it. If we push up near to the 435, 440 in March, I would say move some.
Okay.
You know. And same thing on, you know, on the beans. If we can get back up to the $13 level, which I believe we will quite easily, I would move some.
Okay.
Because basis is good.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Taking a look and seeing how futures are currently trading. March corn is 430 down 2. December is trading at 449 and a quarter, down 1.5. March soybeans are 1274 down 11.5, now 11.25. And November soybeans are down at 1101, down 4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana is 10 o'clock Central Time.